Mr. Zuma is an immensely popular political character in many important South African constituencies. And the ANC therefore has a particular problem now. If it in fact carries through an action such as a suspension or expulsion, it will further bolster his reputation, because lots of that reputation rides on the idea that he is an alienated and abused former leader of the ANC, abandoned by an ANC that has become distant and aloof. And that resonates deeply with a lot of ordinary voters.
So, France, you think this is a headache for the ANC itself, because they suggested that there was no need to expel him because he was campaigning for another party, which means he has expelled himself. However, President Zuma said he will remain within the AMC, although he would vote for the Nkonto Wesizwe party, and now he has been made the face of the party.
Yeah, well, he's certainly identified in public in South Africa and in the media as the leader, which is what he is, of the Mkhonto Wesizwe party. And it is that party that has driven the ANC's support level so far below 50% over the past 6 months. But I think the problem you point to, and the sort of incoherent approach to him from his, well, you couldn't say his erstwhile party colleagues, he's still a member of the party, is a function of a much deeper malaise, of the consequences of more than a decade of very slow economic growth, an era that saw virtually zero net new job creation, an era that saw an erosion of the immense socioeconomic gains that South Africa had recorded in its first decade as a democracy, which started, of course, with Mr. Mandela's election in 1994. And that what you're in fact seeing is the splintering of one of Africa's grandest liberation movements under socio-economic pressure. And after a decade that's seen its most capable and astute leaders depart, sometimes for the business community, sometimes for retirement, sometimes to other political options.
Do you see the ANC going back to having negotiations with the Nkonto Wesizwe party in any government formation structure? Since looking at the polls recently, it looks like the ANC might not pull off the at least 50% of the total vote cast parliamentary to decide who becomes the next president.
Look, as I read it at the moment, and I sometimes have some insight into these things, is that none of the leaders of any of the major political organizations, except for some fringe extremist leaders, have yet made firm decisions on the coalition deals they might or might not strike, depending on the result that's delivered in the 29th of May election. And part of the reason for that is that we've lived in South Africa through 30 years of complete ANC dominance. And it's come for some people so very suddenly to see its collapse, and now the acceleration of that collapse under is a consequence of the new party started by Mr. Zuma, that the senior leaders of major political parties are a bit stunned by what they're observing, and they're not sure what alliances to strike and what the advantages might be one way or another. So I'd say to you that it's plausible at this stage that Mr. Zuma finds his way back to his erstwhile political home in the ANC, and that could happen. But the lean at the moment, and it's only that, there's nothing certain in this at all yet. It can all change over the next several weeks. The lean at the moment might be that the ANC finds itself in some governing formation with the official opposition of the past 30 years, which is a very much more liberal, you might say, in the classic sense, political formation, born out of the former small white opposition to apartheid. And that party has grown very quickly into South Africa's middle classes, which are now to quite a significant extent racially integrated. And it's certainly, I think, the preference in the local investment community here and amongst Western diplomats, as far as I can determine, the idea of a deal between the African National Congress and the former Liberal opposition, now challenging for power in its own right in key parts of the country. That transaction is where some talks seem to be leaning, but it is very much too early to suggest that that's going to be the final deal that's struck.